We're joined by Lee Harris, who is a reporter for New York Focus. She recently wrote an article, Cuomo pushes to weaken ban on toxic foam burning. It was cross-published in City and State. Welcome to HMM, Lee.
Thanks for having me.
So your article just came out today, and it has some revelations about the Norlite bill and the relationship between the Cuomo administration and the state legislature. So do you want to talk first about what the Norlite bill is?
Yeah, absolutely. So just as a little bit of context, earlier this year, in kind of a big unfolding scandal, the residents of Cohoes learned that a hazardous waste incinerator operated by Norlite had been burning shipments of AFFF, which is a type of firefighting foam that's known to contain PFAS, a chemical that's been linked to various health issues. So, or a set of chemicals. So the bill that passed the legislature actually unanimously while sort of at the peak of the coronavirus crisis in June, the McDonald-Breslin bill would have just banned the burning of AFFF firefighting foam in Cohoes in particular. And it's a super short bill, kind of straightforward, just a ban on incinerating this foam.
So the bill passed on June 9th unanimously in the middle of COVID, and the governor hasn't called for the bill to be sent over to him yet. So your article goes into what's going on behind the scenes at the Cuomo administration, and I'm wondering if you could tell our listeners about that.
Right. And so it's not totally abnormal for a bill like this not to have gone over to the governor's office yet. I mean, there's a short moratorium in place that was passed by the city of Cohoes when the mayor learned that this was going on. But the piece that's kind of surprising and certainly that's new is that the governor's office appears to be, according to the bill's sponsors and to advocates who are familiar with this, pushing for some major changes to the bill through a kind of obscure legislative process called chapter amendments. But essentially, he's asking to turn this permanent ban into a temporary moratorium that would leave it at the discretion of his environmental agency to lift this the moratorium on burning in the future, rather than just banning the burning of this foam outright.
So there's been a lot of questions about the DEC's handling of this situation. Now, you spoke to the on-site DEC monitor, Joseph Hattersback. What did he have to say?
That's right. So the on-site monitor, Mr. Hattersback, told me that he was aware that the foam was being burned all the way back in 2018. And he's sort of, he's the person with the most immediate visibility, I guess, into the goings on at the Norlite incinerator. The agency told The Intercept that it wasn't aware that this foam was being burned until late 2019. And I asked Cohoes Mayor Keeler the same question, and he said that in his meetings with higher ups in the agency, including Chief of Staff Sean Mahar and Commissioner Basil Sagos, those higher ups seemed really surprised when he first met with the DEC earlier this year. It's unclear who knew when, but certainly the on-site monitor told me that he knew as early as 2018.
So you've also spoken to the bill's co-sponsors, John McDonald and Neil Breslin. The McDonald and Breslin will be at a Norlite town hall on Tuesday, November 10th to discuss the bill. So we'll get to ask them some questions then. But I'm curious about how you see this relationship between Cuomo and the bill's sponsors. What's going on there?
You know, it's interesting. I spoke to a couple environmental advocates who said that this isn't the first time, bold environmental legislation has been snarled on its way to the governor's desk, and so some people have been surprised that this is sort of a brewing battle between the bill's sponsors and the governor's office. I think some people had expected the sponsors to back down more readily, but it seems like it might be quite a public fight over what began as a fairly narrow and local issue that was overshadowed at the time by the national pandemic crisis, but that's really grown in kind of visibility. Yeah, it's not totally clear what happens next, but it seems like both McDonald and Breslin are digging in their heels and really want the bill to pass in its current form.
What interest would Cuomo's administration have in changing the ban in the Norlite bill to a moratorium?
Yeah, it's not totally clear. Advocates will give different answers for why what interest the governor's office might have in this. But I spoke to Blair Horner, who's legislative director at the New York Public Interest Research Group, who said that in general, the chapter amendment process often allows the executive branch to retain more flexibility over how things are implemented. He called it, you know, the office flexing its muscles over how the law will be put into action. And so I think in general, it's useful for the governor to be able to retain control over how something like this is implemented.
Does it appear that Cuomo's administration is trying to prove that AFFF is safe to burn?
So when I spoke with Joe Hattersbeck, who is the on-site monitor, as I said, he certainly suggested that he said that he thinks the Environmental Protection Agency is trying to figure out how to burn AFFF foam and at what temperature you can incinerate it effectively, and so he, as someone who's kind of on the ground level, seems to think that's what the agency is what the DEC is looking to do. But when I spoke to the chief of staff of the DEC, he sort of emphasized that more research needs to be done. It seems like the DEC has sort of avoided closing the door entirely to future incineration of AFFF, at least in statements that are available on their website, but also doesn't want to appear to be pushing for future incineration. So it's not totally clear what happens next.
So going back just briefly to the question about the permits and when the DEC learned about the burning of the AFFF, does it appear that the on-site monitor, Joseph Hattersbeck, knew about the burning but didn't tell the DEC, or do you think the DEC knew about it from the beginning?
Yeah, so Mr. Hattersbeck told me that he did know that it was being burned, shipped to Norlite and burned in 2018, but that he didn't immediately inform higher-ups in the agency because he said they were free to burn it when they did.
This has been Lee Harris, a reporter for New York Focus. Lee, is there anything I haven't asked you about your article, Cuomo Pushes to Weaken Ban on Toxic Foam Burning, that you want to mention?
No, I think that was pretty comprehensive. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee.